Well, hello. This is Jeff Gaudiosi, and you're on MisplacedDraws.com, where music comes to life. And I've said many times on this site that talent attracts talent, and that's so true in the career of my next guest. From his solo work to bands like Circa and World Trade to being handpicked to take the place of legends like John Wett and Chris Squire in Asia and Yes, respectively, Billy Sherwood has attracted talent. And he has a new band with some of his Yes bandmates and a few other extremely talented musicians called Arc of Life. Their self-titled debut will be out February 12th, and he's here to talk about it. Welcome, Billy.
Hi, how are you, man? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great. So Arc of Life, it's yourself, John Davidson, and Jay Schellen from Yes. Some may remember Jay from his time in Hurricane with Foreigner frontman Kelly Hansen. Yep. As well as the immensely talented Dave Kersner, who played with Simon Collins in Sound of Contact, and Jimmy Hahn, who's played with you for decades, as well as everybody from Air Supply to Yes.
Yep.
How did the five of you come together for this particular project?
Well, it started from songwriting, which is kind of how all the bands I've been involved with have started.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go into a time machine and go back to 2017, in the back of the Yes bus, Don and I shared a bus on the tour. I had my studio set up with instruments everywhere and you know, production ready to go, capability. And so we started writing songs for fun. And after we'd written a few of them, several songs, started kind of realizing that it was taking a shape unto itself and was going to a kind of a higher level. So we started talking about putting a band together and got a little more serious about things and called Jay in and asked Jimmy if he wanted to jump in. And then, of course, Dave Kersner. And there you have it. Now we have Arc of Life. The whole record took from about 2017 through 19 to make.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we just finally have reached a point where we're getting it out here and we're really excited about it.
So in terms of the songs, these are all things that you and John started before we even had the idea to bring this band together.
Yeah, we had a good couple of say three or four real solid songs that were feeling very band like, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean, and feeling very much like we needed to do something with them.
And you know, you mentioned how you were working on this through 2019, so the recording on this has been done, so you guys were actually able to work together. It's not like a pandemic thing where you each had to do your own parts.
We did, but we still worked kind of in weird little groupings mm-hmm. by virtue of how we were, just where we were in the recording process. John and I had sang a lot of vocals on the bus for Keeper, and then when John came to L.A. on a break for one of the tours, we went to his place in the hills and set up shop there and finished the rest of the vocals off. I went with Jay Schellen, who lives locally here. We went into a studio and tracked all the drums and the bass and kind of made sure it was feeling live and rocking. And then Jimmy lives in Utah at the time, so he was farming in parts virtually, and Dave lives in Florida where he was file sharing stuff in as well. So But it all, you know, everyone participated and it all came together quite nicely, all things considered.
And, you know, naturally the three of you guys, you know, were together in Yes, but what made you choose Dave and Jimmy to round the band out?
Well, Jim's an old ally and friend, mm-hmm. and we go way back, and he's just a fantastic guitar player and songwriter in his own right. And Dave is an amazing talent and has his own solo career, and he's kind of known in the prog community. And he and I have been friends for over a decade now and always threatened to do something together. But, you know, just nothing came about at the right timing until now. And so it just seemed like the right time to try that experiment we've been talking about, being in a band together.
Yeah, and naturally, I mean, the specter of Yes permeates the record. And, you know, to my ears, I hear, you know, a lot of going for the one through kind of the 80s material. And I think for me, you know, the latter part, that 80s stuff, comes from the dual vocals with you and John.
Right.
Were your vocals sort of an attempt to keep this from being seen as a Yes record? You know, if you guys went out and did something with John handling all the vocals, you know, it's pretty close to a Yes record. You know, so did you add vocals into that to sort of move it in a little different direction?
We weren't really thinking about those things on that level when we were doing it. We were just creating, and we knew that we wanted to share the vocal role in the way that Supertramp kind of has it, or, you know, Pink Floyd, or there are many bands like that, the Eagles. Yeah. You know? So we knew that, and we just went about it in terms of, you know, what feels best for which guy to sing and what's sounding the best. So it wasn't really, we weren't really thinking, how do we divert from, you know, being Yes-like, because we're not thinking about that a whole lot. We're in Yes, and by proxy, that DNA kind of follows us wherever we go. So we don't kind of sit around and think, let's do something like this today or like that. Mm-hmm. We just kind of get in there and start creating, you know?
And it's a very accessible, listenable record, which is something that doesn't often happen at first when you combine the level of talent that this band has. You know, even the longer pieces like Lockdown and Therefore We Are, it never loses sight of the song.
Yeah.
Do you think that because you guys are so familiar with each other that you're sort of able to kind of skip the growing pains of a new collaboration and really get to the essence of the song?
Well, I think, you know, songwriting is a very personal thing, and, you know, you're really putting a vulnerability out there when you're writing, you know. But that, for me, songwriting out of a relationship of a friendship, it always just makes things flow so easy you don't even think about much, and you just get on with it. So for John and I, you know, we were just sitting back in the back strumming around with guitars and having fun and doing what we did, and all of a sudden we had songs in front of us. So it's kind of a natural process of just hanging out and having fun, really, you know?
Yeah, because I think, you know, a lot of times when you see, you know, these kind of, you know, quote, supergroups come together, usually takes to, like, maybe the second or third record before, you know, it stops being a collection of individuals and becomes a band. But I think with Arc of Life, you guys hit that band thing right off at the beginning, which really makes this a strong record end to end.
Yeah, and we knew it was bandish and going to be a band, you know. You just kind of know when you're writing something, if it's like, oh, this would be a great cover for someone to do one of our songs, or that's too good and needs to be, you know, nurtured and developed into more.
Now, Yes tours every year. I mean, do you envision Arc of Life as kind of an ongoing project and kind of find time to tour in between Yes runs, or maybe even like, you know, you and Jeff did with Asia, open for Yes?
Right. Well, anything's possible, and we're open for anything. I know that, you know, the management is the same company as Yes and Asia, so if they can, like, look at a calendar and figure out how to make things work. And we've got TKO Agency ready to jump on the case and get us going. So all the components are in the right order to make things happen. We need somewhere to be able to go, you know.
Yeah. Don't we all?
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, you guys, this is more than a one-off project. I mean, this is something you guys are, you know, committed to going forward.
Yes. We're you know, looking already down the road at the next album, and you know, obviously our debut's not even out, and we're talking about the next album, but that's how we are, you know.
And, I mean, of course, one question that's going to cross the minds of all fans is, what does this mean for the recording life of Yes? Are Steve Allen and Jeff still interested in recording new music, or are they kind of more looking forward to playing live?
I think that Yes's destiny is to continue making new music, and I think that will be something that we see happening, because that's just the nature of the band. I think up to now, and real recently now, you know, it might have been too soon, given Chris's passing, to even go near that. But I think now that time has passed and there's an acceptance of where we are at, that, you know, that possibility is very, very strong. And I think eventually you will see an album. You know, it's not going to be next Tuesday, but I think you'll see it coming down the road here.
And you've spent a lot of the last few years on the road, you know, with both Asia and Yes, you know, kind of recreating that classic material. Is it a little liberating for you to do something like Arc of Life, where you could be a little more creative as opposed to having that iconic source material to replicate?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, writing and creating is, you know, the evolution of you as an artist moving forward down this journey. So I'm always excited about that and always have been, and that's probably why I've been in so many bands. I like that journey and want to continue down that road. So it's exciting for that reason. That said, I mean, I love playing the classic music of Yes in Asia. It's an honor and a privilege to do so. So I enjoy that too. It's the best of both worlds, really, you know, where I can really go to town on one thing without limitations and expectations. And then the other one, you just kind of paint within the lines and do your gig, you know?
Mm-hmm. And again, I've listened to this album quite a bit, you know, this week since, you know, getting the advance of it, and it's just such a strong record. And I think we're in a period now over the past couple of years where progressive music has really come to the forefront. There's been just a lot of great releases, it seems, over the past 2 or 3 years. As somebody that's part of that and taking part in both, you know, the classic end as well as the new end with a band like Arc of Life. Mm-hmm. Do you see sort of a growth of progressive music now that really seems like we haven't seen over the past, you know, however many years?
Yeah. Well, I think it's the one place for, you know, ears who haven't experienced it to really have an epic sonic adventure, you know, because progressive rock affords you the ability to have an empty canvas and paint the thing however you want to. It's not bound by commercial law, so to speak. So I think for that reason, it's a great thing. And you know, you turning younger generations on to these bands that we have known and loved for all time is something that changes people's lives. You know, all of a sudden they kick open a door they had no idea was even there. And so I'm hoping that, you know, Arc of Life becomes added to their, you know, playlist and is something that they latch onto and take into the future with them and start experiencing what really progressive rock is about and how deep it goes. And for me, it's always interesting to think about how many satellite bands there's been that have come off the Yes mothership, if you will.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of them. I mean, right now you have you know, Braids and Downs doing their thing, and Steve's got his trio, and Alan's got White. And, you know, we've got this Arc of Life. So I think once people key into that and they start seeing all the tentacles and where they reach to, they discover more and more and more about the movement itself, you know, the idea of progressive rock being this gigantic pool of nothing more than probably where the real cutting edge of art and music lies anymore. You know, because people actually play instruments and they don't rely on, you know, lifting other people's riffs and sampling. And it's actually a place where real things are made and new. So for that, I hope the movement does well and continues to prosper.
You know, and it's funny because I think we're in a time, you know, with the music industry and streaming and playlists where you would think that it wouldn't benefit something like prog, but you know, as you mentioned with the tentacles of Yes, you know, a kid that's hearing an Arc of Life song, now you just go right on your computer and there's the entire Yes catalog for him to discover. And, you know, you would think that it's not something that benefits a longer form song, but I think at the end of the day, it kind of does.
Yeah, yeah. But and on our record, it was kind of purposely designed to have it start in a more, for lack of a better word, kind of simpler manner.
Yes.
And then flower into the progressive rock thing deeper as you know, it's like a pool. You get into the deep end of the back part of the record.
And by that time, you're already hooked because those early songs grabbed you.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I think there's something there for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier that Jay, playing drums, Jay Shallon in both Yes and Arc of Life, spent time with Kelly Hansen, who's now in Foreigner. And, and Foreigner is a band that's kind of morphed into a new lineup. It doesn't always have a classic member in it.
Right.
Is it too much of a stretch at this point to see Arc of Life as a potential vehicle to sort of continue the Yes legacy when Steve and Alan decide that, you know, they've had enough?
Well, I mean, I'm a member of Yes, as is John, and, you know, Jay, by proxy of how he's involved with it. And we're committed to keeping that mothership, you know, alive and well. So, and Arc of Life is a different animal altogether. So I think the future of Yes is ongoing and something that just continues to defy the laws of nature and forward. I mean, the fact that John Anderson's been out of the band now 16 years or so, you know, and it's still going is one thing. You lose Chris and it's still going, that's another, you know. So I don't know. It just seems to keep on going and going. So we'll just have to see. But we certainly, you know, weren't thinking we'll design Arc to be the life raft, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's its own standalone band, and Yes is, you know, we are actually, you know, crew members on the mothership. Anyway.
and you're a crew member, but I think you're also a fan. And with that hat on, going back a few years, what was that Hall of Fame induction like for you as someone who's part of the band, but someone who's also a fan watching it finally happen?
Well, I was really happy to see it happen after all these years. It made me kind of sad to sit there and think that I'm sitting there and Chris isn't there.
Right.
And why the hell did they wait so long to lost Chris before that?
Amen.
And then there were the strenuous politics of the day that were going on, which were no fun to be around, I can tell you that. But that's how Yes is. It's a very political animal. You know, I've always said that it's being in Yes is way more than just the musical aspects, the personalities. And will your personality survive 24 hours? So, you know, somehow I've managed to navigate those very treacherous waters in
I can imagine.
A very strange way. You know, as I sit here having replaced Chris, which was totally unexpected, but exactly what he wanted, you know. We had many chats near the end there where he would just kept saying, you know, just keep Yes going, man. It's important to me. And, you know, so that's why sometimes when I see people on Facebook, no, Chris, no, Yes, it should have stopped when Chris died. I mean, that's exactly what he didn't want.
Yeah.
Except, you know, come on. So we'll just have to see. But, I mean, I'm as committed to Yes moving forward as I am any other band that I'm in, really. And I pay attention to each band in that same way.
Well, we've been spending some time here with Billy Sherwood, the new band Arc of Life. We'll have their debut record out February 12th on Frontiers Records. It's available for pre-order. The streaming and physical copies will be available on the 12th. And, you know, it's a great record. If you're a fan of the classic prog or a fan of the modern sound, the record combines both. It's really well done. So, Billy, thank you so much for taking some time to talk about it. It's been a pleasure spending some time with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And then I hope to see you somewhere at a show.
Can't wait. Hopefully soon. Thanks a lot, Billy. Bye.
Yeah, bye.